Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson, says his party is so far satisfied with the preparations towards the elections. He, however, expressed concern about the inability of the EC to meet the 21-day deadline for the verification of the register and the fact that the commission did not inform the parties when the ballots were being transported to the various stations. Mr. Lawson, who spoke on Behind the News, blamed the NPP for creating tension and promoting violence through the utterances of its flag bearer. He spoke to Kingsley Obinchere.
So far, so we have a problem with the voters register. We just took delivery of the last region, that was Greater Accra, last Friday, and we are supposed to receive this 21 days before time. And then again, our problem to the verification equipment, when we were being transported to the various regions, we were not informed, and that is our problem as well.
Yeah, but then that can be a general problem for all the parties, is that not it?
Sure, all the political parties, yeah.
So does it place anyone at a disadvantage?
Not at all.
Yes.
But we need to prepare adequately before the D-Day. And this one, it's something different.
Anytime there is any problem, one party will blame the other party. And we never seem to have a situation where one party will say that, oh, I have one or two of my people who were overenthusiastic about the process, so I'm going to speak to them. Do you think this may be causing a problem in one way and allowing party supporters to go about doing just anything because leadership will come to their aid in defense? Just a few days to elections, everybody is talking about the peace. You've even cited the Kumasi Declaration. That is one of the hallmarks of this particular process. What do you think should be done from your front actively to help your people to advance to a peaceful process so that at the end of it, Ghana wins?
Yeah, educating, sensitizing, creating awareness of how for peace to prevail before, during, and after the election. That is why when our people are attacked, we tell them to keep calm, to keep their calm. Other than that, if we tell them to also retaliate, I'm sure by now the country will be in flames.
You heard the Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson.
The NPP Director of Election, Martin Ejimensa, says the party is not satisfied with the election process conducted by the EC so far. He said that the instance of the commission giving the political parties the voters register a few days ago, which should have been done 3 months earlier. Mr. Ejimensa also cited the ongoing registration at Kasina Nankana and reprinting ballot papers for some constituencies as unfortunate. Mr. J. Mensah was speaking on Behind the News on the party's assessment of the electioneering.
Obviously not. I can speak for the NPP. We are not satisfied.
Why? What are your challenges?
Well, the commission has not done a satisfactory job. We had our last set of registers 3 days ago. As of yesterday, in the half, north, east, and west, the registers had mixed up. You had electoral areas crisscrossing each other. Today, the Electoral Commission had to go and reprint ballot papers for this particular constituency after the supplies had been done. As I speak to you, the Electoral Commission is registering people in the Kasina Nankana East District because they've been asked by a court to do so. They did not do the right thing. As I speak to you, you still have problems with the register. I mean, this is a register that got excavated. All kinds of corrections were made to it. Political parties never got copies ahead of.
Yes.
Political parties never got the opportunity to help clean it before now.
Yeah.
And so even though we are supposed to be having a final register, it is caught up with all kinds of problems. You should aim for the best. This commission ought to have given the political parties this register 3 months after registration. We are in the 7th month. And so it's absolutely unacceptable that they bring it here. And the question as to all suffering together does not come in. If you look at the exercise being done tomorrow, there's hardly any education about it. I have had several calls from people who are supposed to be participating in this tomorrow, asking whether indeed the commission is going to go ahead tomorrow. People just are not informed. Previously, what you do is that because people are security officers, people who have all kinds of engagements, hence they are not able to go vote on the day of election, you map out different and very convenient voting arenas or voting centers for them. This time around, if you are in Bunkrugu Yoyo, and by dint of your work as a security officer, you find yourself in Accra during the time of voting, The Electoral Commission is saying that drive all the way or come all the way from Bunkutu Yoyo to Accra to come and vote. Vice versa. How serious are we as a country?
That was the NPP Director of Election, Martin Ejimenson.